TalkZone.com.
Welcome to the Travelin' On Radio Show, your premier source for travel news and information, featuring your hosts, Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick. Now, the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on the Travelin' On Radio Show. You know, if it's Tuesday, it must be Travelin' On. And indeed it is. And we're your hosts, Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, and we're broadcasting live from our studios near Washington, D.C. Of course, we're happy to be your travel partners during the next hour and every Tuesday at this time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
And as usual, we have a great show for you today. We will be exploring the many faces of Latin America with author Dr. Adam Jones, who's recently published his first photography book, Latin American Portraits. And I know you've had this feeling after taking a vacation and coming back home and saying, ah, you know, that didn't seem like I got the rest and relaxation. Well, if you've got that problem, we're going to deal with that with a nationally recognized multimedia radio talk show host and producer, Patricia Raskin, on how to rejuvenate during your vacation and how to find that right relaxation experience. If you want to join in on the conversations, call our studio line at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT.
And but first, we'd like to invite you to sign up for our Travelin' On Club newsletter and also play our Travelin' Trivia Contest to win great prizes. And the prize this week actually is the book that we're featuring at the top of the hour, Latin American Portraits. And you can sign up to sign up for those great things at our website at travelin-on.com. And of course, if you have any questions for our guests, call us on the guest line at 888-463-6748. Well, you know, Adam Jones is no stranger to travel. Born in Singapore, he grew up in England, and he relocated to Canada all before he turned 8 years old. Adam's solo travels began when he returned to Singapore on a scholarship to the United World College of Southeast Asia at the age of 16. And after that, there was really no stopping him. The author of several books, including Crimes Against Humanity, A Beginner's Guide, his first photography book, Latin America Portraits, stems from his special passion for Latin America, which developed over the course of his voyaging. Adam has traveled the world, visiting all populated continents in over 70 countries, but remaining intensely drawn to Latin America destinations. And we're happy to welcome him to our show today. Adam Jones, welcome to Traveling On.
Very glad to be with you, Tanya. Thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure. Now, you, I'm envious with all your travels. You know, I didn't really start traveling until like I was in my 20s, but you did and saw a lot at the age of 16. How has that impacted you at such a young age? And I'm sure you got bit by the bug. And, you know, I say travel is kind of like politics. When it bites you, or theater, maybe theater is a little bit more more palatable these days. But, you know, when that bug bites you, it never leaves. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, that's unquestionably the case. It may be in the genes in my case, because my mother was an airline stewardess with Pan Am in the late 50s, and my father was an Air Force officer in the British Royal Air Force. I was just having a conversation with them a few days ago in the wake of these terrible events in Mumbai, and I'd spent most of the summer in India, and I said, oh, you know, of course I never got up to Mumbai, never been there. And my mother said, well, actually you have. When you were 8 months old, you passed through Bombay Airport en route to England, and so the family was very very much into roaming and rambling, and much of the very early traveling that I did was in their company. So I have to give them a lot of credit, and the school that you mentioned, and the experience of at age 16 going overseas to Singapore and living in an international school with people from over 50 different countries. Singapore, of course, being right in the hub of the wheel of Southeast Asia, so very accessible to go over to Malaysia, up to Thailand, over to Indonesia, Philippines, Hong Kong, and I was pretty much set. I lived in China for a year after that and was pretty much set on focusing on Asia. And then I lived in China for a year and thought, maybe not. reconfigured my worldview very substantially when I had my first experience with Latin America in the mid-80s and paid a visit as part of a solidarity delegation to Nicaragua. And then there was really no stopping me, I think, and I've really soaked up that region ever since, above all other places.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was just thinking as you were talking how much the world, even, you know, I studied a semester of law in China and have gone back since, you know, embarking on a backpacking trip. So I can talk very articulately about the best airports to sleep in Asia because I had no money as a student. So,
I've had a few sort of third class 48-hour train rides in China that are probably still imprinted on my musculature to some extent. What year was that, may I ask, that you were in China?
1996 was my first summer there in Shanghai at the East China University of Politics and Law.
Wow, I was at East China Normal University in Shanghai, and that was in 1983-84, so very early in the whole transformation post-Mao. And I have not been back to China since, so can you imagine me going back to Shanghai today after 25 years and the transformations that city must have undergone in that time?
You wouldn't recognize it, Adam. You wouldn't recognize it. But
Adam, one of the things that I wanted to ask you just based on our opening conversation with you is that with all of these events that are going on around the world, clearly there's the Indian situation that we've all heard about in Mumbai, and then there are matters that are taking place right now, more civil strife in Nigeria and so forth. But this is a wonderful planet that we have. It's a wonderful world with all sorts of interesting people. What would you say to someone who wants to view the world, wants to see more of it, but they're so afraid, so turned off by these incidents that have taken place? Because these are very scary things to someone who might be thinking about taking a dream trip only to think that it's going to end in a very tragic way.
Well, that's quite true. Of course, 9/11 is a reminder that we can sit at home and perhaps those terrible things will come to us. So it's not necessarily to our advantage to stay put. But I think more generally, and I encounter this a lot with my students, my undergraduate students, to whom I'm teaching international politics and politics of the third world and so on. And many of them are extremely interested and passionate about traveling. Some of them do have preoccupations about it. I think to some extent those preoccupations and the basis for them differ somewhat for women, and so I shouldn't overstate the case about the security of traveling because it is often different for female travelers, especially traveling solo. But I think, you know, to some extent I can kind of offer myself to my students and others at this point and say, look, if humanity was this terrible, would it have been possible for me to pass unscathed through 80 countries over the last 30 years and be basically welcomed at every turn and assisted and only very, very rarely exploited and never seriously assaulted? So, in many ways, and I think you mentioned at the outset that one of my recent academic books is on crimes against humanity. I've published a lot of stuff on genocide, so I'm in many ways very deeply immersed in the miseries and atrocities that are consuming our world. But when I want to think about what inspires me and gives me hope, I only have to really think about having done all that traveling, having been so vulnerable, I mean, so far from anywhere where if human nature really was to attack and to harm other people, surely it would have come my way many dozens of times over the past few years. And in fact, everywhere you go, and certainly Latin America is a standout in this regard, people are overwhelmingly hospitable and supportive of your enterprise and curious about where you're coming from and what you have to contribute to their day and their community. So the travel inspires me on many levels, and I think that's one of the reasons that the bug days, as virulent as it is.
And I think, you know, it's your work, actually, your research and your work in humanitarian efforts that actually help develop your affinity for Latin America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that and your work, your previous work that took you to the region.
Well, I think it's been true at every stage of my travels, in the sense that I've always tried to find a fertile trade-off between traveling and my academic work. So don't tell my PhD supervisors, but when I was actually developing that project, one of my first thoughts was, where do I really want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And I settled on a short list of Nicaragua, Jordan, South Africa, and Russia, and then said, okay, what can I study comparatively among those countries? So to some extent, it's a lot of my professional life is driven by my desire to know the world and to then bring those experiences back to inform my teaching and my writing. As far as Latin America is concerned, my first encounter with it really is a region to pay attention to, probably came while I was living in China. And an American student down the hall just had a couple of books on the civil wars and political crises in Central America during the early 80s. And I picked them up and read them, moved to Australia after that and read more. And by the time I returned to Canada, where I have grown up, I was quite ready to involve myself in some of the work that was going on at the time around Nicaragua. And the Sandinista revolution there, and became involved in an organization called Tools for Peace, which was delivering farming supplies and other sort of goods that were in short supply in Nicaragua to various communities and rural outposts and so on. And as part of a delegation with that organization, visited Nicaragua for 2.5 weeks in mid-1986. That's actually the oldest photograph in the book. Is of a woman and a child, I believe, in León or Matagalpa in the highlands of Nicaragua. So in that sense, my photography of Latin America began with that same trip. But that was when I first began to be captivated by the people, the politics, the landscape, the music, you know, the culture more broadly speaking, the history, the architecture. It's an extraordinary part of the world.
Mm. Now, you know, I'm flipping through the book, this is a beautiful photo book, really, and you know, it's pretty seasoned travelers and people who appreciate art. Your eye, Adam, is extraordinary, and you know, I love the cover, and in fact, I invite our listening audience to visit our website, travelnon.com, and go to the trivia page, because we are giving a book away to a lucky trivia winner, and the cover's on it. But the couple that you have featured on the cover, I mean, they're just so captivating to me. They're inviting. And throughout the book, you know, whether it's the children, and I think the photographs of the children are my favorites,
right?
Or you know, just some of the you know, some of the people in the various regions, like Bolivia and Brazil and Cuba, you actually capture something in their eyes, and there's very little commentary underneath the photographs. But I think that was purposefully done by you, is not to provide. Not to describe the photographs themselves, but to let the pictures describe themselves. Is that correct?
Indeed, and I also wanted to be quite spare in my framing of the photographs. I really wanted to let the subject speak through the photography as much as possible, and not have everyone saying, oh, what a jazzy angle that is, or what an interesting effect you brought to that. I really wanted the focus very much to be on these marvelous people of every age and both genders and pretty much every major region of Latin America. Of course, that is the showpiece for those people themselves, and they are surely the most photogenic people that I've ever come across. You mentioned the image on the cover of the couple. I very much hope that I'm going to be able to present a copy of the book to that couple because they are, the picture was taken some years ago now, but in a small town called Trinidad in southern Cuba. And I'm heading back there actually in about a week and a half time for a little bit of Christmas break, and we'll be taking a few copies of the books for a couple of my Cuban friends who appear in it. And Trinidad is a pretty small place. I remember more or less the street where I took the photo, and it won't be hard, I think, to get local people to tell me, to point me in the direction of that couple. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing the look on their faces when I hand them a copy of the book and say, look, you're famous.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking to you just about what your inspirations and your experiences traveling through the region. You're listening to the Traveling On radio show with Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, and we will see you on the other side of this break.
FrownsWorldTravel.com is the premier internet travel destination, offering you the best travel values for all your travel needs. Not only can you book the basics in travel, such as flights, rental cars, and hotels, but think of us when you're planning a cruise. A complete vacation package, registering for your honeymoon, or searching for those last-minute travel deals. Unlike the other online booking sites, FrownsWorldTravel.com does not compromise customer service. Backed by a team of seasoned travel professionals and a nationally rated agency, at FrownsWorldTravel.com there is always someone available to answer your questions. We have so many great travel deals that you'll make us your first choice when it comes to travel. Visit FrownsWorldTravel.com today and discover the best values in travel. That's B-R-O-N-Z-E WorldTravel.com. BronzeWorldTravel.com, where we celebrate life through travel.
Discover a new you. See yourself in a whole new way with a color makeover. Find a look that expresses your style, your personality, and your life with Mary Kay Cosmetics. You'll delight in the many wonderful colors that the MK Signature line brings you. Find the perfect shade for your eyes, lips, and cheeks. Visit Danielle Johnson's website at marykay.com/ms.djohnson86 for a virtual makeover. You'll love what you discover. Mary Kay, enriching women's lives.
Where can you book all of your travel needs at the best price? Purchase the latest travel gear and get the most current and comprehensive travel news and information? TravelinOn.com. That's TravelIn-On.com. Whether you're a seasoned traveler, novice, or whether you're planning a long trip, or looking for a weekend getaway, TravelinOn.com has the tools to complete your travel plans. Go to TravelinOn.com. That's TravelIn-On.com. The traveler's best resource.